Mr. Barnes?
Here.
Mr. Cacabo?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Tasco?
Here.
Mr. Kupczynski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Vice Chair Neb?
Here.
Chairman McColtrick?
Here.
Dr. Zuzalak?
Here.
Mr. Firth?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Yes, come on.
Thanks very much. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial meeting. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. We'll stand now for a silent prayer and a pledge of allegiance. Time now for public comment for items which are not on this agenda. Any other questions for items that are not on this agenda? Do we have any on Zoom? All right. Pending litigation, Mr. Stott?
I'm pleased to advise there is none.
And any other board business? Workshop meeting. Second. All in favor?
Aye. That was Dougherty, I'm sorry.
Barnes.
Mr. Barnes, sorry. Thank you, all in favor.
Moving on to our regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barnes?
Here.
Mr. Cacabo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Tasco?
Here.
Mr. Kupczynski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Vice Chair Neb?
Here.
Chair McColtrick?
Here.
Dr. Zuzalak? Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Firth? Ms. Walter?
Here.
We have a call.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, just moving things on the agenda and moving up item 8. So PB 23-02, Callahan, 161st Avenue, Lot 101, Lot 4.01. If anyone is here who has an interest in that application, the applicant has requested that the matter be carried to the September meeting because they are, after the last meeting, looking at revising their plans, and they're not prepared to move forward this evening. So if you're interested in the application, is being carried to September 7, 2023, at 7 p.m. in the same room. It is anticipated that at that time, we will simply announce when the next meeting is, and it will be heard, because the board is trying to schedule a special meeting just for that application, so that we'll have adequate time and adequate room for the public to participate. So if you're interested, check back with Ms. Tran, beginning of September, and she may be able to assist you with information. Otherwise, you can be here the September 7th meeting for the announcement as to when that application is actually going to be rescheduled for hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Stein. Next item is the approval of the July 6th, 2023 minutes.
We have a motion. I'll make a motion for a second.
Second.
I'll second. So who was the first one, sorry?
Yeah.
Mr. Juicy, second. Mr. Bones, yes. Mr. Cockamo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here. I mean, yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Tasco?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Mr. Juicy?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
And Chair Waldrick was absent. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next item is the approval of the July 18th, 2023 special meeting minutes. Need a motion?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Bombs?
Abstain.
Mr. Cockamo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Abstain.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Tasco?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Mr. Juicy?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Chair Waldrick?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzalak? Absent. Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
And Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item is approval of the attorney's voucher for May 2023. If I could just ask if you make a motion or a second to include your name for it.
I'll make a motion to approve voucher.
Second, Kropinski.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Cockamo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Tasco?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Chair McCulter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next item, resolution PB20-14, T3 LLC, 65 First Ave, B117, lots 3, 4, and 5, granting extension. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Yeah.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Cockamo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Tasco?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Chair McCorkle?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the last two items on the agenda are combined. Item 7, resolution PB22-12 is Lada Klansky. That's a resolution to dismiss the application without prejudice, with the condition that if the applicant would extend the time for approval to October 31, that the application would be reinstated. And the applicant has so submitted an extension to October 31st. I think we need to adopt the resolution. The application will then be reinstated, and we'll move to that application.
Very well. So we'll call for a motion then.
I have a motion, Dave.
Second, Bombs.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Cockamo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Tasco?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Chair McCulter?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the application of PB22-12 is Lada Klansky, 87 Memorial Parkway. It's actually block 61, lot 4, That application is now present. Mr. Wolf is here. If you could come forward, I can advise the board that I've reviewed services in order. The board has jurisdiction to hear the application. And I'm aware of the following exhibits that the board has received in connection with the application. They include Exhibit A1, it's a zoning review from Michelle Clark that's received on May 10, 2022. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance and checklist of Michael Zlata and Kevin Clancy that's dated November 22, 2021, received May 10, 2022. Exhibit A3 are architectural elevation and floor plans for a garage, received on May 10, 2022. Exhibit A4 is a survey prepared by Thomas Craig Finnegan, that's dated April 28, 2022. Exhibit A5 is a review from CME Associates, that's dated March 31, 2023. Exhibit A6 is a further review from CME Associates, that's dated April 20, 2023. And within the last 2 days, we've received Exhibit A7, which is a settlement agreement between Zlata Clancy, the applicant, and the citizen, interested citizen Mahler, that's dated June 2023. And Exhibit A8 is a series of three photographs of the subject property from the subject existing garage building from three viewpoints. Mr. Wolf is here on behalf of the applicant. I can indicate to the board, and I assume he's going to make an initial presentation, indicating that they have reached agreement with the neighboring property owner. That settlement agreement I've marked is Exhibit A7, and that has two conditions that they've agreed, if the board approves the application, that those conditions would be included, incorporated into the resolution of the board. I don't have any problem with those conditions being included, and Mr. Wolf is here.
Nothing has
Sir, would you please raise your right hand and be sworn, do you either swear or affirm that any testimony given in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And state your name and address, please.
Mike, sworn at 87 Mark Lake, Atlanta. This is private settlement, you see that property? Yes.
Understand it?
Yes.
Sign it?
Yes.
And the other owner of the property also signed it?
Correct.
And you understand that essentially you're asking that the board, who gave this resolution, this resolution granted, a provision to the best guy, directing attention to A, that the garage structure shall not be utilized in residence area.
Correct.
And there are other provisions that have been adjusted to that, and also that the resolution concluded that B, that there is construction and renovation, that building materials are not replaced, not used, not allowed. What is it that you're asking for?
The building is, the demand to increase just by a few feet, I just want to have space, I have no, my house is 115 years old, there's no closet, there's no storage anywhere. The reasons for making it taller and a little wider is to put Christmas items upstairs and what have my lawnmower, whatever it is, and then the other part would be for my truck.
Yeah, Mr. Shalata, I'm going to mark these two photographs, they just got identified then as...
Ray.
Can you see that?
Yes.
What is that?
It's just in the garage and the house.
And see, that's the history?
Yes.
Who does that?
My parents.
Your job, you take that place?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, just see the book there. B. That's a picture of the garage inside, correct?
Yes.
C.
That's not a description of the garage.
What's the issue with the garage?
Tell my tenants all that.
Did you find it stuck in there?
No.
Not a new garage. What kind of garage is it supposed to be? First of all, let me show you the survey prepared by Pennington again, the garage. We have a floor. So I'm going to mark it, Mr. Shalata, A, floor. Okay, can you see that survey sort of?
Yeah.
That is the new garage, that's correct. If you look at the back of the survey, you can see a full line of 93 angles with the cross hatch of a line from states proposed garage addition. Is that the area that you propose to be used to put in the garage?
Yes, it is.
Now, you understand that part of this garage is not encroaching upon the right-of-way of the center of...
That's only because the garage is small.
So how did that happen, by the way?
It's not only...
So do you propose to bring it back?
Yes.
Do you propose to use the beam?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you propose to install gutters and meters on the new structure?
Correct.
On the little bit of range there? 30 meters close to the big dry well?
Yes.
Now, is there any landscaping or buffer that you intend to install?
I have the intent to install any kind of buffer, the fence on that side. The one the next door, the end of the street, my point there, I'm trying to say, watch. If you people want me to install a shrub, I'll do that. But there's none there.
Well, wait.
I don't get to know.
Not just yet. Before we get to more questions, Doug, do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Very briefly. We clarify the proposed height of the garage structure.
I believe it will be 60 feet.
Yes,
60 feet, 2 inches on the plan.
It's been so long since I looked at the plans, I can't even remember. The plans indicate 16 feet 2 inches, but we heard tonight 16. 16 is the max allowable height for an accessory structure, so we just need to be clear if you're seeking relief for the additional height or if you're proposing to build in a conforming manner.
2 inches doesn't matter. You mean you need it down low?
So the code requires 16 and you're proposing 16 feet. Thank you. You talked about the use of the garage.
Okay.
No residential use. Is that correct?
Correct.
Will it be water or sewer utilities?
No.
Standard? No.
No.
Can you give us some information about orientation of the proposed structure? The overhead door. Is it facing south? Is it facing north?
It would be facing the right of my region.
South?
No.
So you will act as you approach on your shared stone driveway on tax map lot 2. You'll be able to enter the garage with your vehicle, and the overhead door is facing south. Okay. You mentioned, the existing garage itself is currently encroaching across the lot line by 1 foot. Just for clarification, the proposed finished product will respect the lot line by 1 foot.
Yes, sir.
In the rear, and 3.3 feet on the side. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So, accessory structure setback requirement in your zone is 10 feet in both sides. So, 10 feet required.
I've got
the
plans I'm putting right where it was.
And I said
10 feet.
If you don't improve, then I won't build it. Is there a reason that you cannot build it in a conforming spot?
Why? Because it's an existing structure. I just want to put it right back where it was. Otherwise, you have no joints. It would be sitting right in the middle of my yard.
Right. Is it accurate to say on? Based on your survey, your lot is 50 feet wide?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you were to respect the 10-foot setback plus your 20-foot, that would eat up 30 feet of your 50 feet in width?
Yes, we're sitting right in the middle of my
But you are proposing to correct the encroachment into the tax map lot, too?
Yes.
And proposing a 1-foot setback? you indicated your proposal to demolish the existing structure, correct? So you're not preserving foundation, exterior walls? And then with regards to the roof, a frame roof is being proposed?
Yes.
Peak running front to back on your property?
Correct.
Okay, so you indicated you proposed a gutter and downspout collection system?
Correct.
And you are not directing any roof runoff to adjacent properties. You're not directing onto your property.
Correct.
And there was some mention of a dry well. Can you give us a little detail on that?
I think that's subject to plans and plans. I know the letter requires us to submit plans.
we have an idea on the size of what we're talking about? Something to address the water quality storm that would fall on the additional roof area? Is that something you're envisioning in terms of volume?
Well, when I was modeling a speeding check, there are 100 years that garage back there. No gas back, no gutter. Where'd the water go?
So, New Jersey and the overall region is experiencing every bit of impervious adds to the amount of runoff, so I believe there was an offer to offset that additional impervious surface with a dry well.
Yes, we've got it.
Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
More questions?
Just real quick, I know you're saying that you're going to access it from Block 2. Is there any reason why you can't access it through the driveway on the
Memorial Parkway?
Yes.
You ever seen the traffic on Memorial Parkway?
Yes.
I can't get in and out the side street.
Just asking a question.
I'm sorry. It's been 4 years. It's hitting. Right.
We understand. Yeah. Any other board questions?
Are you proposing any other material for your driveway, like paving or anything like
no,
that?
No, I just plan on putting stone back for one off.
Any questions from the public? Anything on Zoom? Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lotta. You're out of the hot seat.
So raise your right hand if you swear to me. You swear or affirm that in your testimony give in connection with this proceeding, the truth, the whole truth, and the truth.
I do.
Can you state your name and address, please?
My name is John Tyson, T-A-R-K-I-N-A. My business address is 32 Road, MO5-0E24. I'm the school of Harvard's Lemon Garden, South Hundred, New Jersey. I've been in Essence, New Jersey since 1902. That's why I've been in the world. I always have a state to do this. I should have you back.
Is that the
would you set the next building and zone?
Is it
set? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Beckham, what did you do in connection with the presentation? The master plan, what are these problems? We have five review letters from CMU, and we have a set of questions.
Oh,
So, you have to say your history, it was a trunk, justify it. Anyway, so I'm glad you're not talking about that. But the others are, our president actually a lot of those. So one is a minimum side load, it's retained, this is your country, for side load, that was given today. Second, it's a minimum rear load, and then you have to make a step back there, and then water. The fourth one is that we have an non-conforming building in the northern passing provision that cannot be expanded unless it complies. And you can't do that unless part of the security is concerned. Sure, there's and then finally, in some of the residential units, you have to require for 5,000 foot high, 1,000 foot high, 10,000 foot high, the two sources would need that. I want it less than 10,000 square feet. The existing non-conformities were set with the and then finally,
criteria. The full one is a modest expansion of existing lot and the property access to the river line out. This is not a modest use, but anything that's going to be headed in the future.
Mention of fence and evergreen buffer adjacent to the proposed garage. That the evergreens will be protected, correct? They're not going to be encroached upon or
correct.
Needed to be trimmed or
correct.
Modified at all.
Correct.
And I'm not sure if this question is for you, but exterior lighting, is there any lighting proposed on the structure? We're going to need some information about the lighting.
And I wanted to put a spotlight to enhance the drive. So on the south side, put a spotlight on the south side facing a motion low spot facing the drive, right?
The illumination will comply with the borough's lighting requirements?
Oh, I hope so.
Thank you.
We have to...
Sir, if you're going to testify, please come forward and I'm going to have to swear you in. I see that there's an electric wire coming from the rear, I guess, the alley. Is that the service wire to the house?
No, it's not. It's telephone wire.
I just was wondering if it was going to be in the way of your structure.
No, that goes across the high.
Just so that no trees or any other vegetation is being taken down.
Not this correct.
Any other questions from the board? Any questions from the public? Nothing on Zoom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're
have any comments from the public? And nothing on Zoom.
Mr. Wolf, is there anything you want to say in summation?
Very much. Board discussion. Sunday clothes and your nightrobe, and that's it. I would also just like to say, I know that this has been
an ordeal.
It's been an ordeal. I appreciate your patience. I know that a lot of a lot of the questions that we ask and a lot of the hoops we have to jump through sometimes might not seem fair or logical or whatever, but they are what they are, and you need to honor them. We do appreciate the effort and the patience from the applicant.
If I may add, too, I just like to say I appreciate the effort that you took to come to a settlement with your neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's a very neighborly thing to do, and it helps the community by doing that. So,
too often, it turns into an unnecessary fight.
Are we approving this with these? Is this part of our approval? These?
Yeah.
So what happens if they don't follow these? Where do we sit as far as what can be done if, not that they're going to, but what happens if she sees the truck because the family says, she wants to keep stuff out of view, which is almost impossible. So what do you do if that's not honored?
Yes.
Okay. Even though it's not a code, technically?
It's a condition of approval.
So we are approving it with these conditions.
Yeah. Okay. So when we come to the resolution, they'll be in there.
Bottom line is, at some point, one of the board members is going to make a motion to approve, and they can make the motion with or without this as a condition. If it's not a condition, it's still an agreement between the property owners. And under that circumstance, if there's a violation, it's between the property owners to resolve it between themselves.
I would agree with that.
If I can just ask a question, Mr. Stad, then if the agreement is not part of the approval, and one day the home is sold, the agreement is null and void, right?
I don't believe that's true, because I think there's a provision in here. There's going to be a deed recorded establishing that this is going to be covered under the law. So anyone who's going to purchase this property
would
be on notice when they get their title recorded. But there's a covenant that the neighbor has the ability to enforce.
And also,
that's between the two parties, I think, and not necessarily the township.
Item three of the settlement agreement reads, applicants agree to be bound by these terms, whether or not they are included in the planning decision.
We have no problem between the two neighbors, that's all.
I'm just curious, because maybe you saw it and I missed it, Mr. Curtis, where did you see about the truck?
And that the...
Because what I see is applicant will shield from objective view any construction vehicles. Doesn't say they've got personal vehicles.
No, no, that's what I meant, during the...
I thought you referred to his truck.
No, during...
Yeah.
I mean, it says...
He mentioned the truck earlier.
With what's been going on, I foresee if something happening during construction and us getting caught in the middle of...
Fair agreement.
So, okay.
I'll make a motion to approve about the settlement agreement. And with that, just as clarification for those other things that we discussed, that we agreed to comply with the technical comments in the CME report, they're going to install gutters and meters and drywall to be approved by the board engineer. The height is going to be 16 feet, not to exceed 16 feet, the variance request for the house is drawn. There will be no water and sewer to the property, and not be utilized as living space, and that there will be motion detector electric fence to set up in front of the apartments. If that's accepted.
With all those conditions.
Mr. Bums?
Yes.
Mr. Cutlemo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Dasto?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Mr. Jitsi?
Yes.
Vice Chair Nett?
Yes.
Chairman Bojek?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second then?
So that's Bojek and Nett. On favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:48. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, everybody.